Well, I have to say, this has been a pretty busy weekend, to say the least. Of course, this weekend we had the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women conference here in the parish. You're just right downstairs. And it was a wonderful conference. I mean, just fantastic. We had Sister Helena Burns from the Daughters of St. Paul in Chicago. She came and gave wonderful conferences, just excellent talks, very energetic, very, you know, exciting to listen to, a lot of fun to listen to. It was very enjoyable. As part of the conference on Friday evening, we had a movie night downstairs where, you know, made up some goodies and we put up a projector screen and we watched the movie Entertaining Angels, the Dorothy Day story. This great movie came out about 15 years ago, telling the story of Dorothy Day. Some of the actors are Martin Sheen and Moira Kelly, so a couple of, you know, fairly good well-known named actors. Well, the story, this movie tells in just little snippets of her life how Dorothy Day went from being a communist sympathizer, an atheist, kind of a hedonist, just kind of living life for itself and not really having a lot of faith, going through turmoil and discovery and conversion, and eventually going on to found the Catholic worker movement throughout the country. And the work that she did with that movement. It was a beautiful story of how she was in New York State, one of the islands there alongside of New York City, and came to know this religious sister who was doing communal meals and things like that for the poor people of this area. And Dorothy began to help out with that, and she became more attracted and eventually became baptized and became a Catholic. Later, she moved into New York City itself and went to work for those who were homeless. This was at the time of the Great Depression, the 30s, and worked to overcome the poverty that these people were facing, the homelessness, the lack of food, the lack of clothes, the lacks that these poor people had. She worked hard and brought people together to work for these poor people. Her story for us is an example for ourselves. I think we're fortunate here in this area that there aren't a lot of people who are truly homeless. Now, there are people who are poor, some who are very desperately poor in our area. But we don't have anyone, as far as I know, we don't have anyone who's actually living in a cardboard box in an alley somewhere, like you do still see to this day in some of the big cities, where there are people who have absolutely nothing but their clothes on their back. In fact, one of the great mentors for Dorothy as she was going through her conversion and developing the Catholic worker movement was Peter. He was an immigrant from France. He first immigrated to Quebec, Canada, and then moved down into the United States. And he had nothing but the clothes on his back. Had a great joy, but he had nothing, no physical possessions except for what he had on him at that moment. And there's a powerful scene where Dorothy and Peter are cleaning the feet of this very impoverished old man who his shoes were completely shot. I mean, there was very little leather keeping the top of the shoe to the sole of the shoe. They pulled the shoe off and they were cleaning his feet. And Peter took off his shoes and gave it to this poor man. Peter, who had nothing himself, was willing to give of what little he had. This is an example for us in our lives, that there are those around us who are in serious need. Now, it's good that we send off a check to Catholic Relief Services or to Catholic Charities or one of these other wonderful organizations that do such great work throughout our country. It's wonderful we do that. We have the second collections for that purpose, and I'm glad that we do contribute to that so well. But there are those in our community who have need of our help as well. And we as individuals are called to provide that help, not to expect someone else to do it, but that we ourselves go out in our community and provide that help, to give to the things like the food bank that can help with that, with groups in the community that do it, and to contribute our own time to go out with these groups and to help these people, to make sure they have the food they need, the shelter they need, the clothes they need, that their basic needs are met. Because there are people in our community that struggle from day to day to even have those basic necessities of life. So Dorothy Day is an example for us of the call for us as well to take up our cross and to follow our Lord, to give of ourselves, to have that living faith that we show through our works. St. James tells us, if a brother or sister has nothing to wear and no food for the day, and one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and eat well, but you do not give them the necessities of the body, what good is it? So we are called to provide those good works, to not just to say, go forth, keep warm and be well, but to provide for what they need, to eat well and to keep warm.